Three staffers at CNN have resigned after the publication and subsequent retraction of a story last week that linked a member of President Trump's transition team to the investigations related to Russia. The network said it could not stand by the reporting. Joining me now to discuss what happened and what went wrong is Eric Wemple, media columnist for The Washington Post, which has been doing a lot of its own two-fisted reporting lately. Eric Wemple, welcome to On Point.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. I very much appreciate it.
It's good to have you. Remind us what happened here and who resigned. These were not minor figures in the world of journalism.
No, not at all. Okay, so last Thursday night, CNN published a story saying that the Senate Intelligence Committee was investigating a certain Trump ally, Anthony Scaramucci, sort of a Wall Street figure.
Yeah.
Saying that he was, he had met with a Russian banker, a Russian fund manager back in January during the presidential transition. Scaramucci was supposed to become a Trump administration official, but he didn't. For some reason, that never happened. Anyhow, so the CNN story basically swung on a single anonymous source. They said that this stuff was happening, and then it got bombed by Breitbart and other people saying they're factual mistakes. The fund that was the subject of the story issued said there were factual inaccuracies and cited one pretty important one. And so CNN, pretty quickly, I must say, retracted the story, disappeared it from its site, apologized to Scaramucci, and then over the weekend conducted a quick twitch internal investigation about the entire thing. And then Monday afternoon, we learned that three CNN employees had resigned pretty much over this. And they are Eric Leishblau, who is a pretty decorated Pulitzer Prize winner from the New York Times that just recently came to CNN.
Yeah.
Lex Harris, who oversees CNN's investigations unit, which is a pretty big deal. And Thomas Frank, who actually was the lead author on the story itself. So these are, mid-late career
heavyweight, serious journalists here.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
We're not here to throw stones. These things can happen, and yet, clearly, they and CNN itself not at all happy with apparently getting it wrong. How do you think this happened, Eric? I mean, you know how investigations work, and these are not. These are not casual journalists. These are serious people. How do you think this happened?
Well, Tom, what I think is particularly compelling about this case, and if there's one thing your listeners come away with, I'd like it to be this. The CNN retracted the story but hasn't said just what parts of the story were wrong. The story has many different facets, talking about, meetings and possible collusion and possible motives. And a couple of things appear to be wrong, but CNN has not told its own viewers, its own readers, what exactly is wrong with the story. And a CNN source that I talked to said, no, we're not bailing on the entire story.
Okay.
We're just saying that it didn't comply with our procedures for such a sensitive story, and it's unclear whether CNN will re-report and re-present this story. So, there's a lot of accountability in this particular episode.
Maximal. They're out.
Yeah, but not that much transparency, because I think that CNN should tell us, we got this right, this wrong, this right, that, this wrong.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
They did publish a story. And I think it's best practice for an outlet to leave a version of the original story somewhere with the full signpost saying this is wrong, wrong, wrong. But in case you want to see just how bad we screwed it up, here you go. This is a long debate in journalism.
But they're taking, their accountability is clear here. These guys are out. How do you understand that? Can we just, they're gone. Are they fired? Were they?
Well,
Or they walked away because of their honor?
I pressed on that. And the answer that I got was, they're, laudable, honorable journalists who stepped forward and said, submit my resignation. But I said, come on, really? Come on. And they're like, well, you should know that, it was at the end of a long discussion.
Yeah, we can.
So we can read between those lines, can we not?
I mean, another way to go here would have been to say, we got this piece of it wrong. We're still investigating the rest and hanging there with the team. Is this a sign that we have heard Donald Trump attack CNN again and again and again? Does the president have them kind of on the run, on the ropes here?
Undoubtedly. Well, not necessarily on the run. I think that, you know, there have been some mistakes in CNN, and I think those are problematic, as are mistakes with anybody or any news outlet. But I think CNN is undeservedly slandered by Donald Trump, as are other media outlets. I think that, you know, it's a reliable place. It's a fact-run place. And I think that this only further cements that. But, yes, I do think, Tom, that they overreacted in this particular instance because of the pressure applied by Trump. They say that's not the case, but I don't buy it. I think that they are in a very optical or a political sort of bind stemming from the president's constant attacks and, more importantly, the sort of backlash that comes from the supporters given Trump's constant attacks, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. Are they fixing a credibility threat? Are they addressing a legal threat, a threat of legal action? Do you know?
You know, I don't think so. I don't think so. You know, Scaramucci is a highly public figure. Exactly what's going on with this investigation is something that's a little hard to report. I don't think that, and usually when people leave because of legal threats, those things take a little longer than one weekend, right?
Yeah,
I mean, Scaramucci gets his lawyers involved, his
right.
CNN lawyers
talk.
Involved. That tape, exactly, talk, right, yep. letter,
yeah.
You know, courier.
So that means the leverage here, the short hairs, they had him somehow. I mean, CNN felt it immediately and acutely, and they felt the need to right now take action, even though you suggest that there may have been parts of this story that weren't wrong.
Right. I mean, I don't, you know, and I think CNN says that. I'll have to look back at my notes again, but I think they're pretty clear about, no, you know, we're not making any representations about what parts of the story are or are not right. We just, this does not comply with our standards and parts of what we are concerned with, so we did this.
Eric Wemple, media columnist with The Washington Post. Thanks for lighting this up for us, Eric. Great to have you with us for a minute here.
It's a pleasure to be on. Thank you so much.
Three big journalists out at CNN after a story in some part, apparently, gone wrong. It takes journalists to find the news. It takes the courage to go out there. Sometimes we get it wrong. Listeners, thanks for joining us today. You can continue this conversation with the On Point podcast. You can get that as well at our website. Follow us at onpointradio.org. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. I'm on Twitter at Tom Ashbrook, NPR, or read your local newspaper editorial. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.